Ran Pei Amud Beis, the top, second line from the top. Matkifla, Rabbi Zira. Mashna Chila, the Cholchad Vechad, Chakosevis, Mashna Shesia, the Cholchad Vechad, Bidide. So we said yesterday that there's a difference between eating and drinking. By eating, we have the set shear of a Chakosevis, like a date. The person eats that, he's over on eating a Yom Kippur, less than that, not. Whereas we saw by drinking, it depends on the person. We saw Og Melech HaBasha, and he has a very big cheek. So it's a lot more, not more liquid than somebody who's smaller. So it varies according to the individual. So Rav Zira asks, what's the difference? Why by Achila is it a set amount? Pechosev is according to everybody, no matter what your size is. Whereas the drink, it depends on the individual. Amar Le'abai, he answers up. He says, because that's the way it is. Kimlu Rabbanan, Bechachosevis, the Behachi Miatvedaite, Ababatir Miachi, Lo Miatved, that the Chachamim had they understood that that's the way it is. That a Chachosevis, that amount, it appeases a person when it comes to eating, but less than that, not. And it doesn't matter, even if he's a very big person. Still, Chachosevitz is going to placate him, whereas less than that, not. Even if he's a small person, right, he still needs that amount. But by Shtia...
Doesn't it matter how hungry you are? Say 3 after 10 hours of fasting, not like after 10 minutes.
I don't know which is a bit worse or which is better, because sometimes you're so hungry, a little bit already, you're okay. He said, I just got to have something. Whereas if you're not that hungry, so then maybe you need more to eat. Right? I know they don't make such a chiluk. We'll see other questions here, but that, not. Okay, whereas shtia, that the chachamim knew, that does depend on the person, right? Bididei, miyatfei daite, but bidachavrei lo miyatfei daite. That's an individual thing. Right? They knew that's the way it is. I, maskif lover of Zera. Okay, now we're going to the eating. So it's kakosevis for everybody. But how could that be? You have a giant, he can eat a kakosevis and be placated, and you have a little midget, he's the same amount, he'll also be the same. How could that be? So the Gemara says, yeah, amale abai, again, kimlu rabbanan, di bihachi miat vidaite, batir bihachi lo miat vidaite. Yeah, that's the way it is. That by everybody, that kakosevis is the amount to calm a person down. But the only difference is the kuli almetuva, volumel gabasha, mepurta. Nobody says that it's the same amount. But everybody's going to have, they think, this interesting meiri. He says it goes by the length of time. Right? In other words, a giant who eats kakosevis will be calmed down, but maybe for half a second. Okay? Whereas a little person eats a kakosevis and he'll be okay for the next hour, whatever. So they both are, and again, on Yom Kippur, as soon as the person's calmed down, that was a shear, yishuv das, so a giant has yishuv das for a second. Okay, so that's also enough to machayah. So that, it just might be in length of time to change, but they both are going to, yes, be placated. We're still asking some more. Matki flavor zira, what about this? Basar shamein. Bechachosevis, luli gefanim, bechachosevis, the type of food, right? A nice, luscious steak or whatever, that's kakosevis, that calms them down, kakosevis, and luli gefanim, which is like shoots of grapevines, not so yummy, right? That's that same kakosevis. So, amalei bai, yeah, kim lulu rabbanan, de bechachi miyasvei daite, batzi bechachi lo miyasvei daite, again, the same thing, but the only difference is, that it's the amount that how much batzar shamein the shear is a lot is you're gonna have yishuv let's say for longer according to Miri tuba but lula gefani porta okay then nobody says it's gonna be the same amount of yishuv da but both will have yishuv will bring yishuv da.
According to
Nathan
Miri,
how
do you
understand? According to Nathan Miri, it's not a length of time. That's a, you'll say is like you'll really be calmed down or not. Let's say for everybody's the same length of time for 5 seconds, whatever. But somebody will be like really, oh, okay, good, I'm fine. And I was like, okay, I'm, you know, I'm a little bit, but not so much yeshuda. Okay, matkif la rava. Okay, let's do a little bit of Rashi first. No Rashi, okay. Right. Okay, matkif la rava. Kazayis b'chadei klias pas with the kosevis. Excuse me. Kazayis b'chadei klias pas v'chosevis b'chadei klias pas. So another question, right? The shear, in order to be chayav in normally, when one eats things that say in the Torah that you're not allowed to eat, so it has to, it's the shear of the kazayis, but it has to be also with in a certain period of time called b'chadei achilas pras in order to be called an achila. So we hold about 4 minutes. Anywhere between 2 and 9, so, but the makubo is around 4 minutes. So if a person eats a kazayis in 4 minutes, so that's called a chil, then he's chayim. But if it takes him 5, 6, whatever, longer than that, then he's not, that's not called an achila. So Rava asks, but why is it then that if that's qualifying by kazayis, but it should be that if the shear for achila of something else, like in Yom Kippur, is larger, like akachos eves, it should be, you should have more time to eat it, you know, not just the 4 minutes. But yet, we find it's the same 4 minutes for eating the kachosevis on Yom Kippur as well. Why is that? So, Amale Abaye, again, Kim Luhul Rabbanan, Da Bahachi Miyatve Daite, Pitfei Miyachi, Lo Miyatve Daite. Again, they understood that is the shear, that even though it's a larger amount, it's still, in order to have Yishuvah, you have to eat it quicker. You know, not the longer amount. Okay, now Rashi, Kazayis b'chadei achilas pras, Kimlan b'chol otan isurim sheshirin b'kazayis, and all those isurim that you're not allowed to eat a kazayis, shim sheh ben tchilas achilas shir legemar achilas yoter b'chadei achilas pras, and from the beginning to the end, it's more than this amount of b'chadei achilas pras, ein mitzaref, all the eating that you're doing during that time doesn't mitzaref. Unless you eat it all in the amount of time of the suda, the achila of chetzi kikar, which shiur bo at the eruv, which is mazon of shtei sudos, the amount of time it takes to eat that. Kedetnan chetzia lebeit hamenuga, the chetzi process when a person goes into a beit hamenuga and stays that amount of time. Shatala kasuv shiatol letame beganim, then his begetting become tame. And that's kashir achila. That's the amount of time for the achila of this chetzi pras. Oh, b'chakosevet b'chadei achilas pras. Beit mia. Why it has the same shear? Yom Kippurim shashir achila so is b'chakosevet. Afhu shiro letziru achilas so b'chadei achilas pras. V'im she yoter mikan emetzar fupater. What has the exact same shear as the kazayis? So it's a larger shear. You should have more time. Va'kevan the shiro gadol ba'yishia she tveis to be more than that letzira fechilaso v'hashta kula the patrile. So right, why we you know why should be a longer period of time? So they said yeah, but that's the way it is. That they felt it when it comes to yishuv adas, that's it. But tvei mehachi imshe yoter mikan. That says Rashi Lomi Yasvei Daiti. That's it. It has to be that same shiur. Let's say 4 minutes. It applies even for the kikosevis. V'yom Kippur v'yishuv das tal yamil. So everything is totally in yishuv das lo seuna, as we said, and therefore that's it. That they understood that that's the shiur. The chesiva says lo seuna. Right. Okay. Let's go on. Excuse me. Okay. Next question. Masif la Rava. Kazayis b'chadei achilas pras and chatzi pras b'chadei achilas pras, so similar. Now we're talking about tumas ochlim, right? That if a person eats ochel that is tameh, his goof becomes tameh, and now he can't eat truma. So here too we find something strange. L'chora says Rava. Then again, normally eating goes by k'dei achilas pras. Kazayis, you have to eat it k'dei achilas pras to be chayav. But when it comes to a person's body becoming tameh, he has to eat a chatzi pras, also be k'dei achilas pras. So he says, what's the logic? Again, the same idea. A chatzi pras is like two beitim. right? It's much bigger shear. And yet it's still b'chadei yechidas pras. It's a similar question like we had before by Yom Kippur, right? If we're having a bigger shear, we should have more time. And yet, no, it's still that same k'dei yechidas pras, even though it's a much bigger shear that we're eating, it's a chatzi pras. So that's what Rav is asking, how could that be? So Amar Lei Rav Papa, he answers him, Hanach l'tumas gevia d'lav d'raisa. He says, don't ask kashas on this, because the whole concept of the body becoming tameh by eating food that is tameh, that's only a d'rabanan. And they were makel over here. It's true. Really, it should be, you should have more time. Even if you eat it up to, 10 minutes, whatever, 15 minutes, it should be that the goof should become tameh. But it's all an enactment of the rabbanan, and they were makel. They said, only up to 4 minutes. If you're eating longer, it's okay. Your body's not tameh. It's an enactment of the rabbanan. And so they limited it to a minimum of k'dei achilas pras. Yumi Amar Rapapa Achi. Is that Rapapa said that a tumas ochlim is only the rabbanan? That the person becomes tame if he eats tame food is only d'rabanan. I vaksiv says in the pasuk veloti tamu behem v'nit meisim bam v'amar apapa, and he says that when it says v'nit meisim bam at the end of the last words of this pasuk mikan shetumas gvia is d'raisa. So what are you saying that a person's body becoming tame is d'rabanan? It's we learn from the pasuk v'nit meisim bam it's d'raisa. So Gemara answers, no, it's really midrabanan who cross machta be'alma. As we see in a number of places, it's really the rabbanan, and that we're learning Chinese mason bum is only in a smachta. Okay, see Rashi on this. Chatzi pras, we said that's the amount that a person's body becomes tame. Shishiru lipsolat tegviya. That's a shear that apostle makes a person's body tame. Lochlon ochlin tame. A person who eats ochel it's tame. Chatzi pras nifsal gufom yelachol truma. His body becomes pasul, then he can't eat truma. The chatzi pras, it's a big shear. Shira godolu kashtei beitzim shochakos kinamrinan min erabin. The af bay mashvinan shia tabet zerufik deichel espas. Yet too low. Yet there, the same thing. Should be a much longer time because it's a much bigger shear. But yet no, it's also only deichel espas. The cave under Shiro Rabahu, since it's much greater, bitfei me'achili sav, it should be, you should have a longer time to be able to eat it. So Gemara answered Rashi, hanach latum agviyad alav der isa, vekilu berabanan, and then the rabbanan were makel. We asked, it's the rabbanan, l'chor, we're learning from the pasuk, that, as Rav Papa said, we're learning from the pasuk, the vidit mesim bam, that it's metame, your body. Rashi, veloti tamu behem. So Gabi Achila Ksiv talks about eating shratzim. That pasuk says, al teshaktsu es nafsho seichem. That's the beginning of the pasuk. Dahainu Achila. And then it says after that, veloti tamu behem. But that, lo zuhi azarat tuma. That's not an azaras tuma that it tells you become tame, even though it says veloti tamu behem. It's not a warning not to become tame. Why? Sharei ein Yisrael muzarim mila tameh. Because a Yisrael, unlike a Kohen, is not warned that he can't become tameh. Dechsiv emor el haKohenim, and haKohenim muzarim ve'ein Yisrael yiniz muzarim. It's only a Kohen that's not allowed to get tameh. So el azaras achila. It's still talking about azara achilasan. Still about eating them, and it says v'nit meisim bam. At the end of the pasuk, mashma sha'al yedei achilasan atitamu, that by eating these tame things, the person becomes tame. So mikan l'tumas kviya al yedei achilasan is tmeim and l'tiraisas. How can you say it's not tiraisa? And they were meikol since it's only derabanan. We're answered. It really yes is midrabanan. The kralav l'tuma. Again, the pasuk is not really coming at talking about tuma. She'ein l'chadavar mitame adam al yedei achila ela nevelas. Nivlas of tower, because there's nothing that a person could eat that can make him tame midaraisa, except the only exception is the nevela of a kosher bird that one swallows, but bechutz mizeh, nothing else makes person tame midaraisa. El asmachta bealma, it's only an asmachta. V'ikar kra, so what is the pasuk talking about? V'ikar kra darshina beperek amarle mamununa, that it's talking about Adam, mitame asmo me'at, and mitame moto arbe. It's going to be the teacher, the person mitame is of a little bit, and then they're mitame malar. Okay. Back to the Gemara. we learned in the Mishnah that kol ha'ochlim, we said, are mitzarev l'kakoseves. In other words, you can have different types of foods, and then if all together, these different things you ate, all together, with the kakoseves, he's over. Amra papa, achal umtza u'milcha. It's mitzarev. A person ate meat with salt. So that's mitzaref. The chiddush is ve'afal gav de lav achila. Even though eating salt by itself is not achila, as we've seen in a number of places. So really, you know, if I have meat, it's not a kakosevis, but with the addition with the salt on it is. It's a person's over. But that's the salt is not food. It's not considered achila. So the Gemara answers bekevan de achli inshi mitzarfin. But since it's you eat it together with the meat, it's like enhances the meat, so it's like goes together with the meat, and therefore it's mitzarf. Amarish Lakish, tsir shal gabayerek, mitzarf lakakosev yom kippurim. You have like a type of brine, which is on the vegetables, and you eat it together with the vegetables, then together it's a kosevis, the person's over. Mitzarf lakakosev yom kippurim. Agmor asks, well that is pshita. Because brine, people do eat, unlike the melech. But this is we're two foods we said in mitzarev. So what's the chiddush in that? So Mora says no. Because ma'u detema, it's mashkehu. And the Mishnah, if you remember, said that ochlim u'mashkim are not mitzarev. And brine is the mashkeh, basically. So I would think that it maybe should not be mitzarev because it's food and drink. Hamash malan that kol lachshirei uchla uchlu. That since the brine is mesakein, that sweetens whatever the vegetables. Therefore, it has a din of like the vegetables, and it can be tzarf for a kakosevis. Rashi umtza umilcha, meat and salt shaleh. There was the salt on it. Achshuraya uchla is machshur the ochel. Mashke haba lematek ochel ochlu. That's also called ochel. Okay, back to the Gemara. Amareish lakish ochel achila gasa biyom kippurim patur. My timer, right? So if a person is stuffed, and as Rashi will explain, how can you be stuffed on Yom Kippur? So that would be when Rav Kippur ever comes in, you had a very large sudas of a sekes, okay, and you're stuffed to the gills. And then, right after when Yom Kippur comes in, then you eat some more. It's already, you know, Yom Kippur. And so that's, you ate when you were already full. That's a chila gasa. So if somebody does that, it's not chaya, it's pat. Why? What's the reason? My time, because it says in the pasuk, "Asher lo su'uneksiv," and it's talui in if the person's over, if he eats, then he like is not afflicting himself. He's, you know, he calms himself down, as we said, as opposed to prat lamazik, but here he's mazik himself with the achila, and therefore he's not chayav minator. Amar Rabbi Yiri, Amar Reish Lakish, zar she'achal truma achila gaza. Let's do Rashi for a second. Chila gasa she'achal leil yom kippurim ala sova. In other words, he ate on leil yom kippur when yom kippur came in when he was full. How was he full? Shayasaveya misudas sheiv sikbadi and the sudas mafseket. He filled himself up too much. V'chol ma she'achal mishachasheicha achila gasa ita. So everything he ate after that when it was dark already, that's a chila gasa. V'shelo lahanan. There's no hanan. So we learn prat lamazik. Lo suna was prat lamazik. Lizeh she'eno mivatel mimenu shem inui al yidei achila zu. Right? Normally it's lo suna. So someone who is mivatel his inui, that's where a person's chayav. But that's not here. Ela maziku. But this guy is not doing that. He's being mazik. Et ha'ochli v'satzma. It's interesting. Yeah, Rashi says he's mazik the ochel. You know, by eating. It's like baltashkis or whatever. Mazik the ochel by eating it. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Amar Reish Lakish. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Amar Reish Lakish. Zar she'achal truma achila gasa. Meshalim es ha'keren, veina meshalim es ha'chomesh. Why? Ki yochal prat lemazik. So a zar is not allowed to eat truma, and if he does b'shogeg, he has to pay what he ate, plus he has to add a fifth, Torah says. So here, let's say the person again was totally full and couldn't eat anymore, and he stuffed himself and ate some truma accidentally. So he has to pay the Karen, which is a meforshim mask, that's pashut karen, because karen is like stealing. I mean, you took away the ochel from the kohen, so you have to pay him. So that's not kashur, full, not for whatever. You took the karen. But that's pashut. But he doesn't have to pay, that's the chiddush, he doesn't have to pay the chomesh, though. Why? Because it says in the Torah, ki yochal, it's the lashon in the Torah. And again, we learn from here, prat lamazik, and since he's mazik by eating this, the extra, so it's not yochal, and therefore he doesn't have to pay that. Rashi, zar sha'achal truma, v'shogeg, shechayev akasuv, tashumi keren v'chomesh, patur imachla al-asov, as we said, prat lamazik as a truma. Okay. One last thing we'll do. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, a zar koses seorim shel truma. We have again a zar non kohen. He's eating truma, but he's eating it in a not normal way. Koses is lashon, as Rashi says, kol davar shehu ochla shelo kederech akilaso karulei koses. So papashtus, he's like chewing on raw barley over here, okay, which is not the normal way of eating. So because of that, he's mishalem et hakeren. Like he said, that's normal. He has to. But once again, ve'enu mishalem et hachomesh. Why? Once again, ki yochal prat lamazik. Here he's like again mazik the thing. He's not doing it in a normal way. And one last halacha. Amar Rav Shizvi, Amar Rav Yochanan. Zar shabala shizifin shel truma. Again, a non kohen. He swallowed like plums of truma. And so here we're talking about that he swallowed, Rashi's going to say he's going to swallow them whole, okay? And that is, that's not the problem. That's fine. That is, I mean, fine. It's not fine, but that is derech hakila. That's so far. And as we're going to see, he's going to have to pay keren for chomesh for that, because so far everything's normal. But the next part is the chiddush, v'hikiyan. But then he vomited up. There's a shaila in the Tosfos Shanim, which did it come up from the top or come up from the bottom, but they came out, and then I hope you guys are not too hungry for breakfast. V'achlan acher, and somebody else ate what came out. So the Rishon is Mishalim Karen V'chomesh. So the first guy pays Karen V'chomesh. So that we said is understandable. He just took the plums, ate them, and swallowed them. And everything's normal, pretty much. So therefore he has to pay the full thing, like the Karen and the Chomesh. But the Sheni, the second guy who ate what came up, so Ein Mishalim Ela Demei Eitzim L'Rishon Bilvad. So he just pays the Demei Eitzim. As we're going to see, because the first guy, the Demei Eitzim were the same, basically, though it's not really edible, whatever he ate, right? It's a thing. So it's calling it like Eitzim. It's like, so what happens is the first guy, when he ate, he was Kone, the truma, so it became like his, and basically whatever came out was just his thing, that's whatever it is, and the second guy ate that, has to pay him for what he took his thing, and that's that, and he pays him for it, and finished. Okay, see Rashi, closest we did, shazifin or prunish belaz, shebala bloksisa, like we said, without chewing, he just like basically swallowed it. So Rishon Mishalim Karen Mechomesh, Chomesh, Sha'afi derech achilas. So because eating them like that, these plums, that's regular achilas. So he has to pay the full thing, Karen v'chomesh. And v'sheini, though, mishalim d'mei tzim l'rishon. Sh'rei kanan harishon, like we said. Since the first guy ate them, he was koned them. And v'nischayev b'tashlumim. And therefore, he has to pay. The first guy, you know, ischayev b'tashlumim, because he ate them and was koned them. Now he has to pay for them. But the actual things themselves now belong to him. But once they came out, not really worth anything except to throw in your oven, whatever. And therefore, the second guy just has to pay what he, you know, like if it's the maid.